Football season is finally underway, and if you play fantasy football, the odds are you probably already hate your team and you wish you could run that draft back again. Well, on FanDuel, you can draft a new team every single week. As for my team, I had to ride Patrick Mahomes as my quarterback for another week. I knew that he would do well, but six TDs? If you're not a fantasy expert, then FanDuel is clearly the place you want to be. FanDuel has something for everybody, and there are more ways to win than ever before. New users get a $20 bonus when they make their first deposit on FanDuel. So come play with me at FanDuel.com/CBS Sports. That's FanDuel.com/CBS Sports. Welcome to the jungle. My name is Jim Rohn. We start hour number two. I hope you did not miss hour number one. It was a good one. But if you did, that's fine. It's good. Got a good, strong hour number two also. We are wide open in the second hour. I've got a couple of interviews still ahead. We have Sam Shields, a cornerback for the Rams, at the top of hour number three. We have Devon Godchow, a defensive tackle with the Miami Dolphins, also in hour number three. Second hour, again, is wide open. 1-800-636-8686. We're coming to you live from the Quicken Loans Studios. Quicken Loans, apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. What do you want to talk about? Let me finish up a thought from the end of hour number one. Josh Gordon goes to the Pats. Once again, not surprising. And also not surprising is people rushing in to say it's just like Randy Moss. Not really. Not really. As I mentioned, Randy Moss may be the best receiver in the history of the NFL. Randy Moss might be the best receiver in 100 years under the shield. Josh Gordon was the best receiver in the NFL for 1 year. Gordon's got tremendous talent, tremendous upside. I mean, he's got star written all over him. But remember, availability is your best ability, and he has not been available. So the Patriots and Brady and Moss may have been totally unfair. And the Patriots and Brady and Gordon may also get to a point where that's unfair. Josh Gordon could make Gronk's life so much easier. Josh Gordon could make Brady's career even longer if he sticks. And that's still a big if, because he didn't stick in Cleveland and they did everything they possibly could. They gave him every chance they could. And he wasn't able to stick because, again, availability is your best ability, and Gordon simply has not been available. Gordon probably is not going to be an issue in the Patriots locker room. But the question is, will he be in the Patriots locker room? Because he was not in the Browns locker room that often. And don't think for a second that just being around Tom Brady and Bill Belichick automatically erases the challenges that Josh Gordon has faced off the field. Because it doesn't. Belichick has taken chances on guys in the past. But in case you haven't heard, with Belichick, accountability is kind of a big thing. Accountability is kind of a big deal for Belichick. And it's kind of a big challenge for Gordon. Part of that whole do your job philosophy is that you need to be there to do your job. And Gordon, for a long time and for long stretches, has not been there. So is it a deal worth making? Hell yes, all day long. There's almost no risk. There's almost no downside. And there's potentially a high, high reward. Could it result in Tom Brady holding on to another Lombardi at the end of the season? Hell yes. Could it also result in Josh Gordon being unemployed at the end of the season? It could. Look, I'm pulling for the guy. I'm pulling for Josh Gordon. I want to believe in Josh Gordon. I want to believe in the comeback. It would be a great story. Except it's tougher and tougher to do that, given that Cleveland, of all teams, just broke him off. So I honestly hope that this is the move that turns this guy's life around. Because I was rooting for him with the Browns. I'll root for him in New England. But just changing jerseys does not change lives. And if he gets a shot to play with the greatest coach and one of the greatest quarterbacks ever, and that doesn't change him, then I'm not sure anything will. The lock was that he would end up with the Pats, but it's no lock that he sticks there. Hopefully. I really hope he does. I really hope that he does. You got your telephone number. You know where to find me on Twitter, too. At Jim Rohn. You know to tweet or I should say email me at Rome, R-O-M-E, at Habitate.com. Hey, listen, if you're not into any of these topics, and you should be, because these are the big talking points right now around the nation, but if you're not and you want to go someplace else with it, go ahead and do it. Different ways to find me. Go to my Facebook page. Mark that up if you want. Watch that camera. Chael Jr.'s in. Alvin, thank you. I mean, I thought we established this already. When he comes in, you play the Batman theme. At least until it's not funny. It's still funny. Chad in Lincoln tweets, the Pats signing Gordon is a sign they're panicking and the regime is starting to crumble. Ready for my Dolphins to take over the AFC East. Hashtag fins up. That's not what that is. It's not a sign that they're panicking. They had a chance to improve their roster. And they did. And they gave up nothing to get him. A fifth rounder? And they get a seventh rounder back if he doesn't play in 10 games? No, it's not a sign that they're panicking. It's what they do. It's what they've always done. And we all knew this was going to happen. And they should do it. And he should go there. But it's not a guarantee that they get another Lombardi. And it's not a guarantee that Josh Gordon is going to stick. Listen, Cleveland did everything they possibly could. Everything in their power to support him. They did everything they could. And they gave him chance after chance after chance. And it still didn't work. The lock is that the Pats were going to bring him in. There is no lock that he stays, that he sticks. Accountability, availability is your best ability, and he often is not available. And with the hood, that's a big deal. That's a big deal. Looking for a good telephone call to set this thing off. And I do want to talk about Urban Meyer, too. I mean, I got to tell you, Urban Meyer, I know how you Buckeye honks feel about this. I got to say, I, for one, did not miss this guy while he was gone. I did not miss this guy while he's gone. And now that he's back, I frankly don't want to talk about this guy. I don't want to hear from this guy ever again. Because what I'm seeing and what I'm hearing is garbage.
Garbage.
Let's try a phone call. We go to Wichita. Keith, first up today. Good to have you, Keith. What's up?
Hey, I can't let go of the Khalil Mack thing. You know, John Gruden needs to wake up every morning when he gets up, slap himself in the face for letting go of the NFL's best defensive player to play the game. He did it for personal gain, I believe. I think he did it because he wanted those hundreds of millions of dollars instead of somebody else getting it. And it's horrible because now they suck.
It's not good right now, is it, Keith? Thanks. So Keith is saying what I'm saying, just not nearly as good as I'm saying it. But then again, I am the paid professional. He said that Gruden needs to wake up in the morning and slap himself in the face over that deal. And that the reason he didn't want to give that money to Khalil Mack, there's the Batman theme. That must mean the Chael was back in the studio. Hey, do we need to reset that? It was an email. I can't remember exactly what the email was. Hawk's like, yeah, reset that. You guys should stay on the same side. Anyway, yesterday somebody sent an email and said, what is it with Keith Arnold? The guy looks like a failed body double for Val Kilmer.
Val Kilmer?
In Joel Schumacher's Batman Forever. Because his pepperoni nipples did not fit in the Batsuit. So now every time Keith Arnold walks in the studio to bring me some content, Alvin pops in with the Batman theme. So if you hear that Batman theme, if you're watching on CBS Sports Network, you see the whole thing developing. You can watch the TV show. And did you know the radio show is actually a TV show now? It's a simulcast. If you're not watching on CBS Sports Network and you hear that Batman theme, it's not because I'm a big Batman guy. And I don't need your takes on Batman and Robin either. It means Keith Arnold has walked into the studio and Alvin's just amusing himself.
I'm Batman.
I digress. Anyway, no, this is not a sign that they're panicking. And going back to what he just said about Gruden, he said that Gruden didn't want to pay Khalil Mack because he wanted the money for himself. He's getting the money himself. He's getting his 100 mil. It's not like it was either he or me. I'm not going to get paid if Khalil Mack gets paid, so I'm going to trade Khalil Mack. That's not what he was saying. What he was saying was Derek Carr is getting paid, and I can't pay a quarterback $20 million and then pay a guy who gets after the quarterback $20 million. It just doesn't make sense. So we're going to move this guy right now. And then he tried to spin it by saying things like, yeah, that defense we had last year with Khalil Mack, not very good, was it? So we're going to move him out. We're not going to give him what he wants. We're not going to give him what somebody else will give him. So not only were they not willing to give him the money, Chicago gave him the money and a couple of first-round picks, and it looks like they got the better of the trade already. Already 2 games in. And Gruden's not apologizing for it. Gruden is standing by it. Gruden's saying, look, hindsight's 50-50. That was his take.
Hindsight 50-50.
Actually, John, hindsight's 20-20. Hindsight's not 50-50. And we don't even need hindsight to know that that was a disastrous trade when you made it. I said it when he made it. And ever since he made it, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. The Raiders are 0-2. Gruden is 0-4. Every time Khalil Mack shows up on live TV, national TV, and destroys the backfield and wrecks shop and creates havoc, it's another loss for Gruden. The Raiders are 0-2. He's 0-4. There's no defending that.
Khalil Mack didn't want to play here.
No, Khalil Mack did want to play there. That's the thing. Khalil Mack did want to play there. He wanted to get what he thought was his fair worth, his fair value. How can that guy say that? He never went to them and said, trade me. He never went to them and said, I don't want to be here. What he said was, oh, I want to be here. I want to be here my whole career. But I want to be paid what an elite defensive player deserves to be paid. This guy's not shooting straight at all. I'm not saying that he's a liar, like Urb Meyer is a liar. But he's not shooting straight if he says the player didn't want to be here. The player wanted to be there.
And it was obvious he wasn't going to show up for the season.
Mike Raffalo tweets, Tomlin confirms Antonio Brown wasn't at work yesterday. I'm looking forward to visiting with him today. Won't say whether he was excused. If I'm reading between the lines, that was not an excused absence. If the coach is looking forward to visiting with him today, then that was not an excused absence. If the coach is not saying it was an excused absence, then it was an unexcused absence. Because if it were an excused absence, the coach would say it was an excused absence. This is not hard to figure out. Mike Garofalo, quote, Tomlin confirms Antonio Brown wasn't at work yesterday. Quote, I'm looking forward to visiting with him today. Won't say whether he was excused. You don't need to, coach. We already know. Andrew Siciliano tweets, Tomlin says Antonio Brown has not asked for a trade. Steeler fans, where do you come out on that now? Are you getting a little tired of AEB? All of a sudden, Antonio Brown's had some missteps now. Threatened a reporter, getting into it on social, an unexcused absence, tweeted trade me. You know, what's it about? What's he unhappy about? We saw he was unhappy on the sideline. We definitely saw that. It's not like he's not being targeted, but they are 0-1-1. It's not like they're not using him, but maybe, and I don't want to speak for him, maybe he doesn't like the way he's being used. Mike Tomlin looking forward to talking to him, but would not say whether or not it was an excused absence. You don't need to, Mike. I'm going to assume that it was unexcused. You know what that is, Mike? Something you can relate to. Straight fire. Another lie. Mike Tomlin, come on, Mike. You promised us straight fire on Twitter. You promised us when you joined Twitter, you promised us nothing but straight fire. And we haven't gotten anything. Nothing, except for a name for one of our horses. You did name one of our horses, Mike. I'll give you that. Straight fire. I've been sitting on that. When I saw him promise nothing but straight fire, I'd been sitting on that. So I was waiting for the right horse. You don't want to name a horse that doesn't want to run straight fire. You know, because then you're like Tomlin. Then you fire out on Twitter and you promise nothing but straight fire, and then you give us no straight fire. I don't want to name a horse straight fire and then have that horse not run well. We name this horse Straight Fire. He goes to Del Mar. He wins by 10 lengths. I'm like, oh, hell yes. Straight Fire. Then the big boy got hurt. I knew he was straight fire. We had him in the paddock before one of his races. And the paddock, what the paddock is, quickly, for horse racing, this is where the jockeys get on the horse, and they kind of walk them in a circle so those who are gambling can see what the horses look like. And then they say, jockey up. Jockey gets on the horse, and they walk out. But it's always interesting because you've got all these horses that are in the same confined space right before a race. And they're kind of hyped up. And some are really calm and professional, you know, because they're bosses and they know it. Others get a little bit amped up, a little hyped up. And there was this one horse that was acting up, and straight fire took a step back, blasted him with his back foot, smashed him, bucked him. And the horse had a scratch.
Smash.
Smash. Smash. Smashed.
Smash. Yeah.
It was unfortunate. Don't mess with straight fire. He ain't having it. Fortunately, he got hurt, and we had to retire him. But that was a great horse name. So, Mike, thanks for that. Now, about that straight fire you promised us, Mike, on Twitter. Still waiting. Still waiting. What's going to happen with Josh Gordon? All of a sudden, the phone call is coming in. Listen. I think the guy's an amazing talent. If I'm the Pats, this is a deal that I do all day long. I'm just saying it's not a lock. The only lock was that they'd bring this guy in because this is what they do. And it could be a really good thing for him. It could be the best thing ever for him, assuming that he takes care of his business. And he did not in Cleveland, or he'd still be in Cleveland. So we'll see. All right, short timeout. We're coming right back. Sam Shields, top of the hour. I want to talk about Urban Meyer. And see, actually, check that, Alvin. I don't want to talk about Urban Meyer. That's the thing. I do not want to talk about Urban Meyer. I don't want to see this guy. I don't want to talk about this guy. When I see the garbage that's flying out of his mouth, I don't want to talk about this guy. But I will. One more time anyway. I will. That's coming up next. Clones. I got to tell you something. Now that I've been sleeping on my Casper mattress for a while now, I would pick it over every single other mattress I have ever had. It really does help me get a great night of sleep, period. Once you try Casper, you're going to love yours as much as I love mine. I am sleeping cool and comfortably every single night thanks to the unique combination of foams that provide the right pressure relief and alignment. Casper ships right to your front door. And it's in a box that's so small, you'll wonder how the mattress actually fits in that box. And then on top of that, if you don't love it, they will pick it up and they will refund you everything, no questions asked. So from its engineering to its packaging to letting you try it for free for 100 nights, it's no wonder that Casper has over 35,000 five-star reviews of all their products across Casper, Google, and Amazon. Sleeping on a mattress is the best way to try it. So put Casper to the test in your own home for 100 nights risk-free. Go to Casper.com, use the code ROME, get $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com, code ROME, $50 off towards the purchase of select mattresses. Casper.com, terms and conditions do apply.
You're listening to the Jim Rome Show.
Again, the one guy that I do not want to talk about, nor do I want to hear from ever again, is Urban Meyer. And I'm doing everything in my power not to talk about this guy, because I don't want to, and I don't want to hear from him ever again, especially when I hear what's coming out of his mouth. And I'm going to deal with that in a minute. Listen, I think a lot of people are not sleeping well at night. I know this. Literally, almost everybody I know is having trouble sleeping at night for any number of reasons, but the biggest reason is they snore. Snoring is not sleeping. If you snore, you're not sleeping. If you snore, other people in your house are not sleeping. If other people in your house are snoring, you're not sleeping. I don't have that problem, luckily, in my house. If you do, I've got a solution. Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H, Zyppa, Z-Y-P-P-A-H.com. The best way to remember that, Zyppa is actually Happy Z, spelled backwards. See, myself, I need to be refreshed. I need to rest and recover and get after it every single day. I can do so because I sleep well every single night because nobody snores in my home. Again, if you snore, you're not sleeping. And you're not only ruining the sleep of others, you're ruining your own sleep. So if you want a great night of sleep, get a Zyppa. Z-Y-P-P-A-H. ZYPPAH.com. Make sure you and everybody you know have happy Z's. Put an end to snoring, get a great night of sleep, wake up feeling refreshed. Go to ZYPA.com. That is ZYPA.com. Coming up next hour, I've got Sam Shields and Devon Godchow. Meantime, let's get a phone call in here. Segment's a little bit shorter. Let's bang a phone call or two. Let's go to Boston. We're talking about the Patriots, so let's go to Boston. Scotty in Boston. It's good to have you, Scotty. How are you?
Good. How are you doing, Rome?
Good, man. Great.
Listen, I'm telling you, Josh Gordon, this is his last chance in football, and I think he's great. He reminds me of Randy Moss. And with him under Brady, Gronk, and Edelman, it's going to be super. I think he's going to be great, Rome. What do you think?
My man, it could be super. It could be the best thing ever. It could be the best thing ever. I just want to say this. Thanks, Scotty. That's a shout, obviously. That's a Patriot fan saying, look, man, it's going to be super. I'm not clowning y'all. I have family in Boston. Half my family is in Boston. Do not misinterpret that. Do not take that the wrong way. In fact, I think a lot of you in New England who hate my guts, you don't even know that. Half my family is in Boston. I have Boston roots. My father was from Boston. My father went to BU. My father went to Brookline High. So I've got roots there. I've got family there. So I'm not in any way here to hate. In fact, I'm pulling for Josh Gordon. I really am. But this dude's got some demons now. Demons that are bigger than him. Demons that are bigger than the Patriots. Demons that are bigger than TB12. Cleveland did everything they could to help him. Do you really think they wanted to give up on this guy? They needed this guy. They wanted this guy. So just saying, hey, Josh, this is effectively your last chance. Hey, Josh, you know how good you've got it? You're not playing with Tyrod Taylor now. You're playing with TB12. Don't screw that up. It's not that easy, right? If it were that easy, he wouldn't be in the situation he's in right now. It's bigger than him. So my point is, just saying to this guy, hey, Josh, look at me. This is your last chance. You're with Bill Belichick. You're with TB12. You're with Gronk. You're with Edelman. You're with a potential dynasty. It's all right there, my man. Just stay down. Just show up and go to work. Keep your mouth shut. It's not that easy. He's got some serious, serious demons. I hope it works out. It might work out.
It's going to be super.
It might be super. It might be the best thing ever. Hey, look, you know Tom Brady likes the potential in that. I mentioned this before. They need this guy. This is not the rich getting richer. They need this guy. They don't have a receiver like this guy. They don't have that kind of speed anymore on the outside. They have to have this guy. Look at them. They're slow, they're old, and just getting Edelman back was not going to fix these issues.
Super.
Now, it might be super. And then again, it might not be. But if I'm a Pats fan, I'm going to make that deal all day long. If I'm a Pats player, management, if I'm Belichick, I'm making that deal all day long. They gave up nothing to get this guy. He's a Hall of Fame potential player. When he was good, he was incredible. And even in the flashes that he's shown since he came back, we know he's got that upside still. He still has it in him. Hopefully it's the right move. But remember this, Patriots fan. You've done this before. It doesn't always work. Sure, it worked with Randy Moss, but it does not always work. You've got a bunch of other wide receivers who came in because other teams gave up on them, and it didn't work. Michael Floyd, Ocho Cinco, Kenny Brett. There's no guarantee that just sticking a guy in the same locker room with TB12 and Gronk and Edelman and Bill Belichick means that it's going to work. It doesn't always work. Rome, finally, the Pats get another wide receiver for my husband to throw to and not somebody that has to try to catch a freaking ball himself. Signed, Giselle. She's got her man's back now. How is he supposed to throw and catch the ball at the same time? I wonder if that was her take or if maybe she had heard that from somebody else before. Maybe from the old man. The hell am I supposed to do? Throw and catch the ball myself? No, Tom. We've seen you run. Actually, he did catch one in the Super Bowl. Sort of. Kind of. Rome, the Pats giving up a seventh rounder for Gordon is extremely risky. Sign, people who spin the wheel on Price is Right and choose to stay on 65 cents. Steve, PHX, where Antonio Brown and Le'Veon Bell Instagramming a picture of them riding a tandem bike. It's when your Steeler fans come in and the hot take artists roll with a Mike Tomlin. Obviously, he has no control of that team. Le'Veon's not coming in, and Antonio left. Well, he's a player's coach, right? He has his finger on the pulse of that team, right? Can't get Le'Veon to come in, and apparently Antonio has left. But Tomlin did say he is looking forward to speaking with Antonio. Whose fault is that? The coach, the front office, or the guys who are there, who choose not to be there? When we return, more telephone calls, and I want to talk about Herb. Again, I don't want to talk about Herb, but I will talk about Herb. And I wouldn't have if he'd just come back and kept his mouth shut. I would if he would stop pretending to be something he's not. But he won't. He's trying to rehabilitate his image, and it's going as horribly as you'd expect. And no, Buckeye fans, you're not going to like what I have to say. You need to hear what I'm going to say, but you're not going to like what I have to say. Just like you never do. But if you've got an open mind, you'll know I'm right. This isn't like my take. I'm just right. In this case, I'm right. Sports update, though. First up, here it is.
Live from Southern California, this is the Jim Rome Show on CBS Sports Radio.
I would imagine you're familiar with that. Does that ring a bell? Does that sound familiar? I think we all know what that is. Mario Kart. And why am I bumping in with Mario Kart? Mario Kart is one of the trending items on Twitter. As part of my job, I pay attention to what trends on Twitter. I often talk about trending items on Twitter. So would it not stand to reason that if something is trending on Twitter and I bump in with it, bottom of the hour, that that might be something that I might get into? And if it's a bottom of the hour segment, it's a big fat segment and it may need some room to develop. And mushroom. More on that in a minute. If you want to compete at the highest level, you need to be strong and stay strong, like Castrol Edge. It is the strongest full synthetic motor oil, 3 times stronger than the leading full synthetic against viscosity breakdown, as tested in the Kurt Orban test. Castrol Edge, stronger under pressure. Once again, part of my job is to keep an eye on Twitter. Naturally, I was as curious as anybody else when I saw Mario Kart trending and Toad trending. So, as part of my job, I did what I'm supposed to do. I clicked. I took a look. I read it. And let me just say this. I'm pretty sorry that I did. And that we will not be talking about that on the show either, despite all your tweets and all your suggestions. And yeah, you just got deked when I played that Mario Kart bump in, because we're not talking about that. Add Mario Kart and Toad to the list of things that we're not talking about today. Mario Kart, Toad, Bert, Ernie, and a few others. We're not. Do you mind if we talk sports? Do you mind if we talk matchups? Do you mind if I interview athletes? Do you mind if we talk NFL, college football, hell, NBA? We're not talking Mario Kart. Now you know. Not doing that either. Stop tweeting me about it. Like, you're not going to win. You're not going to get over. You're not going to wear me down. You're not going to get me to do it. I'm here to do a job. I'm here to do a show. Let's do the job. Let's do the show. Urban Meyer, all right, that's something I will talk about. That's something else I don't want to talk about. Like, there are things that I don't want to talk about that I won't talk about. Namely, Mario Kart, Toad. There are things that I do not want to talk about that I have to talk about that are part of the job. Mario Kart is not one of those things. Urban Meyer is one of those things. And the reason I don't want to talk about this guy is I don't want to see this guy. I don't want to hear from this guy. I don't want to talk about this guy. Because when I look at this guy now, I see garbage. Garbage. He's coming back to coach football. So he must have gotten into his head that it'd be a really good idea to try and rehab his image. So he does a sit-down interview with Tom Rinaldi. He does a press conference yesterday. And both those things went about as well as you could possibly imagine. Now, I could do a line-by-line breakdown of what he has said recently. I could get into the weeds about what he claims he didn't know when there's evidence to the contrary. But why would I bother? Why waste my time? This guy's a liar. We know it. He lies. He lies. That's what he does. He lies, and then he calls them, quote, misstatements. You know, like the repeated denials of the 2015 incident at Big Ten Media Days. And then he blames those, quote, misstatements on not being prepared for the questions. And this gem, quote, I didn't listen closely to the questions, end quote. And then when all else fails, he blames his lies, memory issues on medication that he's taking. I mean, amazing, right? He blames his lies on medication. He calls his lies misstatements. He says he wasn't listening carefully to the questions. So no, I'm not going to bother getting into his lame-ass claim that he never deleted text messages from his phone. And that the only reason why those text messages weren't on his phone is because his phone, quote, started to lock up throughout the spring. The IT person would take my phone, and whatever he did to increase the storage capacity. And I found out several months ago, I think late spring is when I was told, is that he changed my setting to 1 year, end quote. I mean, have you ever heard a bigger load of crap than that? I mean, are you kidding me with that? And in case you were wondering, the storage issue with his phone was because he has, quote, hundreds of videos of my grandson and other family videos, end quote. Uh-huh. So when the school's own investigation reported that you had a conversation with a staff member about messages on your phone on August 1st, that was made up. According to Urban, it was, but not according to the school. And I'm not going to get into his repeated claims that in all of his dealings with Zach Smith, he was just trying to help Zach Smith. That he was trying to do a good thing and not cover up a bad thing. And that tells you everything you need to know about Urban Meyer and about what he thinks about this whole thing. Urban Meyer thinks the program or the problem in this whole situation was that Urban Meyer was trying to be too good of a guy. The problem was not that he was covering up for a piece of crap on his staff. The problem was Urban was trying to be a saint. And that's all you need to know. That after being suspended for 3 games, after repeated attempts at press conferences and interviews and Twitter statements, Urban Meyer thinks that he's the victim. Herb still thinks that he's the victim. Herb still thinks that he's the good guy. And the only person who could possibly believe that at this point is Urban Meyer. This guy's a liar. He's flat out lied. The only thing that this attempted rehab tour has proven is that he is a liar and he still has no idea what time it is. I mean, this guy's garbage. And this attempt to rehab his image is ridiculous. It's insulting. And nobody should believe anything that this guy says. You shouldn't believe that Twitter statement that included this. I sincerely regret my misstatement at Media Days. And my failure to adequately manage a troubled employee. It caused people to question my commitment to our core value of treating women with respect, and it caused them to question my honesty, end quote. See, here's the thing, Herb. I'm going to help you here. Here is the thing. When you lie, people will think you are a liar. When you lie and you call them, quote, misstatements, They'll know you're a liar. And when you lie about your knowledge of allegations involving domestic violence and repeatedly show no understanding of domestic violence, people will also know that you're lying about your core value of treating women with respect. So do us all a favor. Stop talking. Shut up. 99% of head coaches get fired for what happened on your watch. You only got suspended. You got over. You got to keep your job. You get to coach football. So just do that. Coach football and stop talking about everything else. You can talk about football because you're a football coach, but don't talk to anybody about being a leader. Don't talk about morality. Don't talk about caring for women. Don't talk about anything like that. Because you've got no standing in that area at all. You are a football coach. That's it. The only leading that you do is when guys run out of the tunnel after you. That's it. You're not a molder of men. You're not a role model. You forfeited all of that. Just talk about your running game. Talk about your offensive schemes, because clearly that is the only thing you care about. Take your money, coach your games, and never talk to us about anything else. Great coach, bad guy. Great coach, dishonest guy. Just stop. Stop already. Stop lying. 1-800-636-8686. Hey, Buckeye fan, I told you were not going to like that. But if you're being honest about that, you know that was fair. A great Blue Dini. A little bit late there, Alvy, but better late than never. At Great Blue Dini for its tweets. Herb should have put on street clothes and quit halfway through that statement. Hey, look, I'm even saying. Anybody else, almost any other coach would have been fired. He didn't get fired. You get to coach. So, you know what? Just do that. But don't come in here and continue to act like you've been misquoted, misrepresented, and that you're the victim. Man, stop acting like the victim, Herb. Nobody did you wrong. Stop lying to people. Stop acting like you're the victim. You're a coach, not a molder of men, not a leader, not sympathetic to women. Your actions speak way louder than your words. Your words are lies. Just coach. Stick to offensive schemes. Stick to the conference matchups. Just stick to football. Romy, I love me some Kalas from Boston. Josh Gordon reminds me of Randy Mass. I think he'll do super. What do you think? God bless. Tyler in Edmonton.
It's going to be super.
Yeah, like I said, I don't want them thinking that I'm clowning them, because I'm not. Half my family is from Boston. So I'm not.
Josh Gordon.
Josh Gordon is going to be super.
Randy Moss.
He might. Randy Moss was super. But Randy Moss is a Hall of Famer. Josh Gordon might have Hall of Fame upside, but he's not a Hall of Famer. Had one amazing year. Do you like the deal or not? Let's keep it in Boston. I love it. Liam in Boston. Liam, what's going on?
Hey, Romy, how are you?
Good, good, bud. How are you?
First time I've ever talked to Romy in 20 years, dude, when I used to listen to you in Providence.
I love it. I love it. What's up, bud? How you doing?
Here's the thing. He scares the hell out of me. I don't want him on the club. But then also, I don't like these guys that are calling saying he's going to be super, or he's the best, or he's this. The typical stereotype child with that A and the H at the end. You know, Romy, I just hope he's not. You know, hey, then again, though, we had Corey Dillon who had his issues.
Let me ask you something. Are you pissed at the guys that are calling up that are saying things like, it's going to be super, or are you pissed at the guys who are clowning the guys who are saying that things are going to be super?
No, I don't think I'm not clowning the guys, and I'd be respectful, but it's just like the typical stereotype with simpletons,
right?
You know, and hey, Rome, I'll leave you with this, brother, because you got other phone calls. You know, hey, Jim and Fall River back in the day is talking about Andy Pettit having eyes of a goat.
Let me do that for you, Liam. Good job. All right, so Liam said, hey, Rome, I've been listening for 20 years. I've never called you, but here I am. I'm still not sure. I think that he was upset with people cracking on Bostonians for being simpletons. But then he wanted to war Jim and Fall River. Jim and Fall River made one of the most famous calls in the history of this show or any other show. Quick taste.
For the love of God, would you networks please curtail the amount of extreme close-ups on one Andrew Pettit? I watched the playoffs last year. It's like every time this guy started, the camera crew shot the game like it's some kind of David Lynch movie with the camera zoomed 4 inches from Pettit's nostrils. It's like 36 times in a 7-inning span you hear the announcer remark on the intense stare of Andy. Andy in his zone of concentration. Andy with the eyes of a competitor. No. Let me help the novice baseball fan that only tunes in for the playoffs, okay? Andy Pettit pitches with his mouth agape, and he has the eyes of a goat, okay? I give him credit. He's a mean lefty. He's got a wicked sinker. But just because he glares at Posada like he's trying to burn a hole through Jorge's eyebrows with his mind doesn't necessarily mean he's any more focused than the other...
Get it! A-holes wearing pinstripes. Get it, Jim! Hour 3 coming up next.
You're in a 5-minute break.